Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz TV podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Well, whoop-de-doo! I think we're going to end that now. Season 6 is basically over. We are back for 24, sort of. We are stalling, people, because we did one parody last week of 24, and we're doing another one this week, because we're going down South Park, gonna have ourselves a time. It's South Park time. We are covering the fourth episode of the 11th season of South Park called The Snook, the parody of 24. That isn't quite what we had last week with The Simpsons, because they didn't get Kiefer for this one. They got Hillary Clinton's vagina.
They actually got her.
Well, as you know, with South Park, they often would get famous people but make them bark like a dog or something like that. This is an episode that, as we touched on last week, actually aired during the sixth season. This aired on the 28th of March. So basically the day we're recording this, it aired a day ago, 17 years ago. So there you go. 2007. It was written by Trey Parker, directed by Trey Parker. Funnily enough, he's that guy from South Park, which is very interesting that he'd be doing this episode. And I'm intrigued to talk about this. My name is Ben, and my intolerance of Muslims saved America.
It's not the first time he's ever said that, by the way.
Channeling my inner Noah.
My name is Colin Hilldog.
Hilldog. yeah, as I touched on last week, I remember this being announced and kind of aired, what, about two or so months before the Simpsons one, and being excited by it, because I think this was still about around the time I still watched South Park. I'd sort of teed it off a little bit, whereas the Simpsons I'd kind of always stuck to. And I kind of hate that because I love South Park, and it's just, yeah, to this day, still a relevant show and very, very funny. And I think Trey Parker and Matt Stone are among the two smartest, funniest people alive. But I think this is just, compared to The Simpsons one, I mean, it's obviously clearly a parody of 24. They don't go out of their way to try and, you know, get Kiefer from that. South Park. They don't rely on, like, celebrity voices. And it's very South Park. They're going to go out of their way to be over the top and gross and disgusting. And you literally have the Queen committing suicide in this episode. So what's not to love? But I just think this is hilarious. I mean, this South Park is just my dark, twisted humor. It's a bit racist. It's a bit gross. It's a bit sexual. Hillary Clinton's vagina's in this episode. It hasn't been touched in 30 years. And the Queen kills herself. I mean, what's not to love, Colin, about the snook?
I mean, I remember when South Park first came out, and I thought it was a Canadian show for the longest time because it depicted people living in a snowy climate. It had what looked like kind of cheap animation. And even though this one debuted on Comedy Central, so it was a cable show in the States, it basically debuted simultaneously here in Canada, but it was on network TV here. Like, we got it on one of our major networks, but it was like 11:30 at night. Yeah. And then it actually got popular enough that they brought it up to the earliest time slot that the rating system would allow them to air it, which I think 10 p.m. This was like weekly viewing for me for like a couple of seasons. Like, I remember being there for the movie and everything, and I own the soundtrack somewhere here still. I probably still own the soundtrack.
Best musical of all time, I'm just saying, is the South Park movie.
It might be. Yeah. It's definitely Oscar nominated. So, yeah. I sort of fell off watching the show, you know, a couple seasons in, which, as I said last week, is kind of typical for me. It's not even necessarily saying, you know, this show is no good anymore, like The Simpsons. I just stopped watching because it was terrible. South Park is just like, I don't think I need to watch this all.
And you hate animated and burps, but you hate animated stuff too, don't you? You're not a cartoon fan.
I'm not that big on cartoons. I mean, some of them grown on me over the years, but yeah, like you said, like that really immature, irreverent humor that's also smart.
It is.
It just It's like when we talked about the Jim Carrey movies, like,
yeah,
it's immature, but it's still brilliant. Like Dumb and Dumber is still brilliant and very smartly written. And South Park could be extremely offensive. It could be very over the top. It could be very immature and toilet humorish, but still be absolutely brilliant. You know, it's in no way like South Park, but there's a book series I'm reading with Casper right now called Dog Man, which, you ever heard of Captain Underpants?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So same makers as that. And it's, to me, I'm reading this Dog Man book. I'm like, this book reads like South Park that's actually okay for 8-year-olds or under to read. And I still kind of get a laugh out of stuff like that. Having not seen South Park in a long time, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect of this. I feel like they didn't go quite as hard on the 24 parody in this as The Simpsons did. But like you said last week, The Simpsons, they had access to do whatever they wanted, you know, without copyright infringement. But still, just like The Simpsons one, like there are so many things that they really nailed with the 24 format in this and yet still kept it as a South Park episode. I think that maybe that is the big difference between them, is that
yeah,
The Simpsons played like a parody of 24 and this plays like an episode of South Park that is parodying 24.
Completely agree. I think you can take the ticking clock and everything around this. I mean, it's kind of like that The Simpsons episode, which is a James Bond parody, which... you can just watch that as a South Park, a Simpsons episode and still kind of not know that it's a James Bond parody, if you know what I mean. They did a Survivor one a few seasons ago as well. It's kind of, you know what they're doing, but whereas obviously The Simpsons, they full on remove the intro, they add the ticking clock, they add the sound effect. They do in here, but you've still got the South Park intro and everything that. I remember like this came out, I was like 10, 11. And when I say it wasn't on a major net, so SBS here, which is kind of like one of the government channels, it's the channel that they show like Eurovision on, and also like the Soccer World Cup. It's a free-to-air channel. You don't have to pay for it, but it's a multicultural channel. So I remember that when South Park started and it just became a huge hit, that was one of, if not some, SBS's biggest ever ratings boost ever in their history, because all of a sudden they had this global phenomena. And I remember just being obsessed with it. I would buy every magazine. I've still got, back at my dad's house, a folder. It was my South Park folder of like magazine cutouts and everything South Park. But it was a show that I wasn't allowed to watch. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons as a kid, but my sister and I would sneak downstairs and watch it. But I remember we were on like a little family camping trip or something like that, and we were staying in like a caravan park, and there was a TV in one of the rooms. And we're all there watching South Park, my dad, my sister, and I cracking up laughing. And my mum's in the background going like, "What are you watching?" And it was the Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo episode. So, of course, like my mum seeing like this fucking turd running around, "Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo." Chef's talking about like removing women's bras. And basically like my mum's like, "Turn this off, turn this off." And, you know, so I'd always have to like sneakily find the ways to watch this show as like a little 11, 12-year-old. But again, right up the humor alley. But yeah, like you touch on it, like it is smart toilet humor. Like I'm a Family Guy fan, don't get me wrong. Family Guy is a show that I've definitely teetered off watching and never really probably will go back to watch. I like Seth MacFarlane. I like his comedy. But I think the difference between him and South Park is that his is just done sometimes for just cheap gags most of the time. Mm-hmm. Whereas like South Park does it in a way where it's cheap gags, but it's smart. Whereas like, I mean, the episode where South Park rips into Family Guy, basically the two-part cartoon wars, which is some of the funniest episodes they ever did of South Park, kind of like directly like parodies Family Guy, where it's like they just do cutaway jokes where it makes no sense to the plot, which sometimes are very funny, don't get me wrong, but sometimes are kind of pointless, whereas you know, South Park's the difference. But yeah, I think that like I applaud like Matt Stone and Trey Parker for doing this in a way where it's like, you know, you could take everything 24, because like I think some of the stuff where they're, particularly when it comes to like the searching on computers and the takeovers by the government and the torturing in this is like so much funnier than when we got in The Simpsons last week. Like, because they just go to a point where it's just, that shouldn't be funny. Like, it's Cartman farting in a face, but it's so fucking funny. Like, farts are funny, people, as we keep going on in this show. Farts are funny.
Quickly, I just want to comment on the theme as well, which I don't know, it's weird. It didn't even occur to me until this past week, but the band Primus, who does the theme, I think it was Off the Podium. We talked about, there was a Primus song that I brought up, or a song slash video called Winona's Big Brown Beaver. Primus the band, their music is, it all sounds like the theme from South Park, but it's like, it's bizarre, it's weird, it's goofy, but then it's also brilliant. And the video, if you have a chance, anybody check out the video Winona's Big Brown Beaver by Primus. It's got animation in there, like very cheap animation, but it's got them wearing like the creepiest looking costumes you've ever seen. Absolutely brilliant. But I've actually been listening to a little bit of Primus recently, and then we watched this episode. I'm like, I don't know why I forgot that Primus did the theme song.
I always remember as a kid, though, like when you, like, the folder you had to have printouts, because this is, you know, like 98, 99, right? You still printed things out. And it was knowing what Kenny says, and you felt like you were in a little secret. So in the opening of the song, when you hear it, when he says, I like girls with big fat titties, I like girls with big vaginas, you're like, oh, yeah. That's naughty. Oh, that's silly. Which I can't think this is a period of the show where they legitimately killed Kenny off, wasn't it? Because that's why he's not in this.
For a while, yeah.
There was a period of the show.
Was that how Butters came in the first place?
I think so. Yeah. Kenny was always my favorite. I was always team Kenny. Kenny was always my favorite. Who's your favorite South Park of the four boys?
Good question. I mean, Cartman is the most over the top and the most fun, I think, when I was younger. But even this past week, Jamie asked me, it's like, oh, who's your favorite character on South Park? I'm like, Chef. Easily it's Chef, you know? And I didn't see him in this episode.
I think he was dead at this point, wasn't he? They killed him off.
Right? Oh, sad.
I don't know
if they killed him off. I wasn't watching.
Before Isaac Hayes died, they killed him off because he basically, after the infamous Tom Cruise episode, basically like quit and was like, no, I'm a Scientologist, you've gone too far. So then on an episode they like turned him into basically like Darth Vader Chef and like burnt him alive and like did this like incredibly graphic death of Chef. And they basically never made up with Isaac Hayes before he died. So
suck on my chalk with salty balls.
Put them in your mouth. Suck them. Oh god, Chef Aid. Oh, I used to love that. Anyway, I feel this will be a quick one than last week, also because I'm hosting it. But anyway, so we saw this is, again, South Park, very progressive because it was Mrs. Garrison at this point. I remember when, like, Mr. Garrison became Mrs. Garrison. It was a whole episode on it. But I love it. So we've got this, like, I guess Muslim child has come for the day. And you've just got Cartman. This is what I believe Noah would be like. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. He's like, have you checked in for bombs? It's like, Eric, you can't be so, like, you know, rude. And basically this whole sets up a thing where Cartman pretty much turns into Jack Bauer. So he's, like, making phone calls. He calls up Kyle and is like, Kyle, you're on your computer. And he's like, no, dude, I'm sick. He's like, get on your computer. Get on to MySpace. I need you to check out this kid. And then basically it's, like, going through his MySpace. Says, who's his favorite band? And what does he say? It's like, what's it, Blink-182? And he's like, funny. He told us his favorite band was such and such or something like that.
It says on the profile White Stripes and a bunch of other bands. And he said Blink-182.
Yeah. And we also get the following takes place between recess and geography class. So kind of we've got like the split screens. So basically Cartman then rings up. I always forget Officer Barbrader. He was always my one of my friends. What the hell's going on? Just the random characters I always forget exist in South Park. So he's ringing up, basically telling, like, we've got a kid at school who might be suspicious. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? He's putting misleading information on his MySpace page, and you got the split screen of, like, Cartman just in the toilet looking underneath and just, like, checking in things like, damn it, sir, you need to do this. It's just very over the top when it comes to being it. So then they've got to evacuate the school because there's a threat. And all the kids come running out of school and they're like, yippee! So Kyle basically is turning into Chloe. And this is a parody that I love because it's like basically they're doing all this searching of, you need to go into Ask Jeeves. No one uses Ask Jeeves. Use MapQuest. Okay, no, use Google Maps. It's so much faster. I'm going to go onto his eHarmony account and see what he was doing. Oh, and they're just using the most basic searching and just basically ripping into it. So then they call like the CIA and it's like, oh, you need to do a check to see if there's anything major happening today in the town. Well, actually, there is. Hillary Clinton's doing a campaign rally. By God, there's something happening today. And this is what always, like, South Park does so well, is they take something so small and they go over the top with it. I remember, like, one of my favorite South Park episodes is the Michael Jackson episode when there's, you're ignorant, blanket. I just always remember quoting that with a friend. They just go from 0 to 100 so quickly. Cartman somehow gets on the phone to the president, when he's basically like, no, I need to tell this to the president. I am the director of the CIA. You must tell me. No, you must speak to the president. No, 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 no. I'm only talking to the president. No, 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 no. Do, 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 do. And he goes straight to the president. And what does he say? Like, I know you're not the biggest fan of Hill Dog, but you've got to do something to stop. I love how they call a Hill Dog. And this is like, this, of course, is in the period of politics. Like you think this is this like when she was running for president. She was, but this is when Obama beat her in the primary. So this was like pre-2008. Yeah. So this is kind of like, you know, well before 2016. So essentially, they're finding out that there's going to be some sort of threat to Hillary Clinton. We find out there's some Russians who are going to have a nuclear bomb. And we're going to find out that the nuclear bomb is up. There's a nuke up her snooze on a sneeze. what they snuck a snook up your sneeze. Which for Colin is a vagina. And for Colin, that's the lady penis.
the lady parts.
That's what's between a lady's legs. Just in case Colin didn't know, women have something different between their legs, Colin. Ask Jamie. So they're at a rally and everyone's like, yeah, hill dog. Woof, 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 woof. Which I just love this idea of there being like a small little town and everyone's like, hill dog. Woof, 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 woof.
And the guy's wearing dog masks too.
Yeah, exactly. They put it on, which I love how she kind of like, does she put on like a small town accent? She's like, I love coming to small town America, which is where I'm from. Is she from small town America? I thought she was from New York.
She's from Arkansas. Or well, the Clintons are from Arkansas. So I assumed she had been there long enough that was her accent.
She was born in Chicago.
Chicago.
But yeah, I knew Bill was from Arkansas or Arkansas. But was she? Oh, she was the first lady. Because she was a senator for New York.
Oh, she was the first lady. Whoa,
she was first lady in Arkansas.
Which president was she married to?
I mean, she was raised in Chicago. Her mother was French Canadian.
What?
There you go. No, her mother.
Hill dog's half Canadian.
Her mother was a homemaker of Dutch, English, French Canadian, Scottish, and Welsh descent. So there you go. So yeah, she wasn't from Arkansas. Anyway, sorry, the Hillary Clinton podcast coming soon to the, who do you voted for, Colin, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
I think I'll go for a third party. Go ahead, throw away your vote.
Sexist and racist, doesn't want a woman or a black man. I'm telling Noah, he'll like you. I like it when they're at the rally and they've got the bomb sniffing pig. It's like, we're going to have a bomb sniffing pig. Bomb sniffing pig to find out, and they go right up to like Hillary Clinton's snatch, and they're basically sniffing. She's like, oh my. They strap her into a chair. We find about the snook. What are they talking about? Like, it's a nuclear bomb, sir. Worse, it's a suitcase nuke. Are you saying we've got a snook? And it's like, yes, we do. It's like somehow they've snuck a snook up your sneers, which is funny. I'm just telling people how to laugh. It's funny. they find out about the Russians because there's a Russian guy who's like got a YouTube channel with all Hillary Clinton rallies, and then basically they're gonna have all the people having to go up her her sneeze. No one's been up there in 30 years. It's like, who's gonna go there? By God, I'll go up there. Oh my God, you know, God rest your soul. And meanwhile, Cartman's trying to find the whereabouts of the new kid. So he's kidnapped the Muslim kid's parents, where he's like farting in their face. So I'm going to inject myself with apple juice. And I get really stinky farts when I've got apple juice, which again, is childish. It's silly, but I find it funny. And we also get this great scene where it's kind of like, we're taking over. We're Homeland Security. No, we're taking over. We're the FBI. No, we're taking over. And what does Cartman say at one point? He's like, no, I'm taking over. Why? Because I really, really want to. God damn it, you're right. And basically leads on. So I'll pause it there, basically halfway through. Essentially, they're trying to get a nuclear bomb out of Hillary Clinton's vagina while Cartman farts in the face of people. That is what we are talking about here.
First, I had to freeze frame on the MySpace profile to see if there were any hidden gags. There really wasn't any jokes, but I did catch under favorite movies for this terrorist kid, they listed The House of Flying Daggers, which is kind of a random movie to list in there. That's actually one of my all-time favorite movies. It's
Colin's a terrorist.
but it's the same guy, yeah, not Crouching Tiger, but after Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, you have that string of like similar style historical, you know, Hong Kong epics. And there was one called Hero that had Jet Li that was actually really big, but the guy who made Hero did another movie after called House of Flying Daggers, which was sort of unnoticed. And I probably rank that. I think I did rank it.
His television
know, that
show decade. Favorite Family Guy.
Oh, really? but yeah, like this movie House of Flying Daggers is so good. So I was just happy. Maybe they were making a joke about it. I don't know, but it's an amazing movie. So Yeah, some of the little 24 things, like the following takes place during recess and geography, is good. I love the one part with I think Cartman, where he's going around the bathroom and he's like, I'm whispering very loudly for dramatic effect.
How'd you tell I'm serious? I'm whispering for dramatic effect.
What are you talking about?
And then, yeah, like you said, the only talk to the president, la 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 la. It's immature, but it's so funny. How long they draw out the pig sniffing Clinton's crotch. That's one thing where it's like, it's getting funnier the longer you do this. Whereas it's often the opposite. Like, what was it we were talking about recently? Was it one of the ghosts? Oh, yeah, the all female Ghostbusters movie where it's like, okay, you got the joke. I laughed, and now you're continuing to run the same joke. But, yeah. But this is the opposite. It's like they could have been still doing that at the end of the episode. They should have cut back when the guy's in the middle of his procedure and the pig's still there, just sniffing.
Pump sniffing pig.
But there's another part where he's talking now with like the CIA guy after he gets on the phone with the president, and he says, where are you? Dude, I'm right next to you. And the screen just ends. I was literally standing next to
We're somewhere near an ice cream shop. Dude, I'm right next to you. Oh,
split screen gone. So some of these like random references, like Ask Jeeves and everything, I know some of those are jokes, but there's other ones where I'm like, is this just so dated that like this wasn't intended as a joke, but now we're looking back on it? Like you get the whole MapQuest and no Google, but like, this episode's based around MySpace. You know, they weren't going to base around anything else at the time. But like, they actually wrote jokes in here about dated technology. And now, how many years are you? 17 years later, there's even more things that are even more dated that they didn't even intend to be a joke, which is kind of funny. Casper has really worked up with it. Casper, be quiet. I'm trying to talk.
Wow. He wins medals in an event and he gets yelled at more. Should have won gold.
Yeah, second place is no place. Third place, even worse.
Oh, Casper.
Can we just pause for a second and brag on this? Casper won the third place in the standing long jump against kids who are twice his size and did it with wasting one of his shots because it's a standing long jump. And he decided on his first one he was going to break away from his coach, run about 30 feet back, and then sprint and jump, which basically wasted one of his three tries. Well, if they had entered the running, maybe they should have entered the running long jump. He couldn't get the jump on the white line part. He'd always be jumping right before he gets to the sand. But yes, good job. Good job on winning third place, Casper. Be quiet.
No, that's not the right button.
Whoa.
That's the one.
Yeah, because they bring up the Drudge Report here too, and that's one of those moments where you're like, this isn't a joke, but now I'm looking back at this. Anybody remember the Drudge Report?
Yeah.
That was a thing at the time. Now you'd be, or not even now, it's probably even dated now, is that the Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks, that would have been like the reference now, but even that's dated. The other scene, I guess, to talk about is that whole thing about we're taking over. I love that they threw, you've been absorbed by Homeland Security, which of course had just happened on 24.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they knew about that or it was just a happy accident. Well, but
I reckon they would have because they famously do this show in like 2 weeks, don't they? Like, well, that's why it's always so relevant.
Yeah. Or the, when the season was it when that happened? Well, because 24, no, they probably season wouldn't five. Have because 20, it's, but, oh, season five. Yeah. You're sorry. Right. We're one season removed from that. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, the show 24 had only been running for a month. But yeah, we have the back and forth where it's like, oh, yeah, and I'm taking over. It finally ends, like every single person is like, not anymore, now I'm taking over. No, now I'm not taking over. And you just have, oh, and Nelson's in charge. And he just comes, not anymore, I'm not. And there's just a long pause and it ends on this one guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, good stuff here. Not quite as hard on the 24 parody, but I think in some ways that actually works for, like you're maybe selling me a little bit more on this episode. I think that in a way it works better that they're not doing so much of a direct parody of 24.
I think it just comes down to like, again, if you'd never watched 24, you'd be like, oh, I think they're trying to make reference to that show. And then kind of, you know, you would just take it on board like this is still funny, but like, it's just, it's when you know 24 so well and you get it, the fact that they're doing, we're being taken over by this, we're being taken over this. I'm using MapQuest. I'm checking his eHarmony profile. Like, it's just, they're going over the top. And I think it's that level of humor, which I think works better than the Simpsons one. Because obviously, at South Park, you can go a little bit further with it. Like, just this elongated scene of Cartman farting in this guy's face. Like, it's just, it shouldn't be funny, but it is. And then the way they, like, the CTU agents are so dramatic. Did he just inject himself with apple juice? Oh, my God. Are you going to let this happen? Like, it's just, it's silly, but it's brilliant.
And you have to wonder if, like, the injecting thing is like, okay, this is a play on Jack's heroin thing. And then even the farting, I was thinking, oh, they're playing on the whole torture thing with 24, you know, which The Simpsons wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, they definitely are. And that's the thing. Like, I think that just kind of works. And I kind of, the thing that I love about, like, the twist, and even I forgot about the twist that it was the British involved, because you've got all, like, these Russians. And to me, this is like a direct parody of 24, because there's always somebody above. So they get there and, like, the Russians are all like, oh, yes, you think it's us that are going to, like, you know, take over. We work for somebody who's hated America for a long time. The Muslims, think back even further. The Germans, even further. The Germans again. Even further. You're not saying, you don't possibly mean. And then you cut to, like, the British.
They got the hats and everything.
And they've got, like, horrible teeth. And they're like, those darn redcoats, we're going to finally get back. And they contact, like, the Queen. Yes, we're going to finally take over those treacherous bastards for what they did to us. Which I just think is just hilarious. Like, it's so 24. Like, just going over the top of, like, people at the top that you don't even think. And then I just love the fact that when they get there, like, the guy, like, gets maimed by Hillary Clinton's vagina, and she's just like, oh my.
I love that one line delivery. Every single time it came up, I laughed so hard. Oh my.
But then I love the fact that, like, they go out of their way where it's like, and the bomb will go off. And it's like, but we'll all die. Yes, but at least we would have been paid. Which, again, is so, like, 24. And I love the fact that when they're all, like, the CIA, like, run in and they're like, we can't stop the bomb. It's only got 3 minutes to go. Then the power goes off and it resets to 12 o'clock. And they're like, oh, damn it. And everybody starts shooting and going over the top. And he's running up the thing. No, I haven't been paid yet. And it's like, bang, 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 shoot, shoot. They all die. And then I love it when, like, the British are on these, like, old school boats, and they're like, no, we're still going to make it. Open fire. And they've got, like, the old, like, cutlass guns or whatever they are. With, like, this on. And these jets just come in, you know, pew, 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 boom, boom, blows them up, rings up the Queen. Your Majesty, we've failed. Oh, I see how it is. And then you've got the Queen killing herself. It's not funny, but it is. It's hilarious. And then we basically end with, like, a very, like, again, if you haven't watched South Park in a while, it's very South Park. You've usually got Kyle or Stan going on. No, but the message of this is that, you know, it doesn't matter. We don't need to be intolerant. We need to think about people because, you know, we shouldn't stereotype people just based on the color of their skin. And then Cartman's basically like, that's bullshit. If I didn't call him out for being a terrorist, we wouldn't have been today. Well, that's not the point, Cartman. Just face it. My bigotry saved the day once again. But no, Cartman, you're failing to see the point. My intolerance of Muslims saved America. Which, again, kind of right. So, yeah, that's just classic South Park. So funny.
I love the whole bomb defusal thing, which runs for like half the episode. Like, Clinton's not even budging the whole time. The only thing we ever get out of her is, oh my. It doesn't even bother. And I love the guy who's like, it's cold and it's dark.
God help that man. Something's biting me. Something's alive. Oh my God.
God help him. that 12 o'clock timer reset was brilliant. All that stuff at the end was the funniest part of the episode about, we don't want to profile people just based on one race, because we have to remember all the world hates America.
That's what I do love, like, a good parody of, like, America when they're setting themselves up, and basically Americans will be like, yeah, everyone hates us.
Yeah, but I also just love the way Cartman comes around. It's like, well, I was glad I was there to save the day. You didn't save the day, I did. You were just out harassing Muslims. And he goes, well, my intolerance of Muslims saved America. But the way he says it, me being a bigot stopped a nuke. Yes or no? Like, demanding an answer out of
him. This is Noah every week after we do an episode. He's like, me being a racist got us ratings.
Yes or no? This episode, I think the second half is even better than the first half. Nothing wrong with the first half of this, but the second half of the whole never-ending bomb defusal, the snook defusal, the Cartman racist scene is just brilliant.
It is. Colin applauds racism. is that what I'm hearing there? Do I have any trivia of this episode? That is the big question. I didn't actually prepare for that. The answer is, according to IMDb, Hillary Clinton's southern accent is a parody of campaign appearance earlier that month in Selma, Alabama, where she gave a speech with a noticeable southern drawl. There you go. This episode is a parody of the TV show 24. No! I could have never, ever guessed that. I'm buying this episode. This is hilarious. Oh,
Sorry. You left a very important trivia episode here.
Did I miss one?
In the commentary for this episode, Trey Parker and Matt Stone say that the cast and crew of 24 loved the episode so much, they actually sent them over one of their suitcase nukes props from 24. Oh. So Trey Parker and Matt Stone have one of the actual snooks of 24 as a thank you for this episode.
Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah, I didn't read that. But I also read in the United Kingdom, this episode drew controversy. So according
I wonder why.
There's an article here by The Guardian. Oh, The Guardian doesn't count. I'm not reading any further on that. I'm buying this episode, Colin.
You know, I was coming into this thinking that I was going to rent this slightly more than last week of Simpsons, but your argument of, okay, rating this as a 24 parody versus this is sort of an original thing and the limitations they had versus what Simpsons had, I think this is strong. So I'm going to go with a buy as well.
Yeah.
You sold me, Ben.
Yay, I can change Colin's
mind. You being
a
racist sold me on an opinion.
Just wait until a year's time when he finally goes around and die another day. I mean, it's just fun. I mean, again, the way I look at it too compared to The Simpsons, I could watch this episode again and just be like, ah, that's funny. Whereas like, you know, it might take me a while to ever watch The Simpsons one again. I'm like, okay, sure, that did its thing. Whereas this, it did. Yes, Noah, Colin.
Question for you. Hillary Clinton sniz or Bette Midler?
Oh, Hillary Clinton sniz. I mean, like, come on. Like, I mean, that sniz has had to go through a lot, all right?
30 years unused.
It helped push out Chelsea Clinton, who I had a mad crush on as a child. So there's
what?
That. I love Chelsea Clinton. I was like 10. I thought she was hot. and then also, you know, she had to deal with Bill. You know, that traitor.
Well, no, she didn't. She didn't have to deal with Bill. That's why it's so cold and dark.
But that's what I'm saying. It had to put up with a lot because it was lonely. You know, Bill's doodle wasn't lonely. Whereas Bette Midler, like, I mean, that's a woman. She's that her sneeze is getting a lot of action, you know? So Bette Midler's a busy woman. I'm not saying she's like, you know, she's tasteful. She doesn't go out. She's not Leonardo
that's
DiCaprio.
That's a tasteful sniz right there.
She's not Leonardo DiCaprio just hanging around schools going, you. She's tasteful. She has a tasteful sniz. I don't know where we're going with this. Next week. Not Bette Midler's sniz. We are talking about Kiefer's sniz because we're back to 24. Redemption. So we're nearly at season 7, people. But I'm excited for Redemption because I think Redemption, I always forget about it in a weird way. And it was one of these ones that I think I'd only ever really watched like once. And when I did my speed rewatch the other year and I rewatched it, pleasantly surprised with how good it is, particularly how, to me, season 7 can sometimes be worse than season 6 because, again, season 7 starts off pretty decently. There are just a lot of issues with it that people give it a free pass for, whereas I think Redemption, to me, is all the good parts of season 7 in a nice two-hour window, which gives you a lot of promise. I mean, we're going to get sort of President Taylor for the first time, Robert Carlyle, our first of three James Bond villains, if I'm not mistaken, or at least two that we get. We got him. We meet Colm Farrell for the first time, if I'm not mistaken, in this as well.
Yeah.
We've got Carly Pope.
John Voight.
Yes, exactly. So we've got some great actors who we're going to see. But yeah, Carly Pope's in this for the first time. Yeah. And the last time we're going to see old Powers Booth. So sadly, RIP Powers Booth. But it's Jack Bauer in Africa. What's not to lie? It's the first time we ever really get Jack Bauer out of outside of a prequel to season 6, we got him in China, I guess. But our first full-length 24 Jack Bauer overseas and the only... Actually, no, London. Lie. Season 9 is in London. So that's a lie bit.
This also having some daylight in it too because, like, you know, Mexico in season 3, how could you tell, right? That's sort of the point that we're actually going to go to Mexico. But, this sadly kind of killed the chance of a 24 movie because they had been trying to get the movie off the ground so long. They eventually said, well, we actually do need to do a movie now, but we owe something to Fox. So let's do it on TV.
Right. Because
I think this proved that you could have done it. A lot of people sort of doubted, well, how do you do 24 as a movie? This proved you could do it as a movie. I think that I definitely own this. It was probably the last 24 thing that I bought myself. You know, when it came out, like the DVD and all that, I love this movie. I think that, I don't know, I've never really watched this back to back or in between season 6 and 7, But I remember even the time not really realizing how much it was going to connect to season 7, just thinking this is a really good wrap up to season 6. But it sets up so many good things for season 7, which I'm going to be a lot higher on than you will.
Which I, yeah, like to me, it's like you almost needed the writer's strike. It actually works, yeah. I think, to the benefit of this season. And had we just gone straight into season 7, it would have been very interesting had we not had a year off. And I remember this coming out being so excited because we'd literally gone a year without 24. We'd gone a year with most of our TV shows. Like, I mean, at the moment, we've just kind of come off another strike, but I think we've kind of survived a lot of the stuff that we did back in 2007, 2008, because we basically went a year without anything, if you remember. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so looking forward to Redemption. In the meantime, we've got bad movies happening at the moment, reviews, Amazing Races, and all those kind of fun things that happen because it's the Oz Network. It's a show you like because you're listening to it right now. My name is Ben, and Ben Dog.
My name is Colin, and I'm whispering, but I'm whispering very loudly for dramatic effect.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time. Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favorite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah.
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon. That's right, your favorite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. Wow! For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made.